Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. If you're wondering, what's the deal with the mail? You're not alone. Chicagoans have been complaining about slow or spotty mail service for years. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy apologized for the delays in testimony in front of Congress yesterday, but he also said there'd be cuts to service in his upcoming strategic plan for the Postal Service.
The years of financial stress, underinvestment, unachievable service standards, and lack of operational precision have resulted in a system that does not have adequate resiliency to adjust and adapt to changing circumstances.
And while Congress heard from DeJoy, we heard from you.
Hello, my name is Mary Ann, and I live in Hyde Park.
Bill and Old Irving here.
This is Javon Glenn Dunnigan. I live in Avalon Park.
I haven't had mail delivered for about 10 days.
We have had our mail delivery slowing down to probably once every 5 or 6 days.
I have been complaining since last August about delayed packages, my carrier not walking up the stairs to deliver the packages.
This is a problem because I'm getting late charges on bills that I've never gotten.
It all started about a month and a half ago that it went downhill. We seem to never recover after Christmas.
We have had numerous problems at the Grand Crossing Postal Station, and the management over there is no better.
The last voice you heard there is Javondalyn Dunnigan, a resident in Avalon Park on Chicago's South Side. And she joins us now. Javondalyn, talk about the issues that you've had with the mail.
So back in August, I had purchased an item at a store, and then for some reason, they sent me a certified letter. So I was a little concerned when I got a notice that I had a certified letter, but I was at home, and the postal lady actually put the notice in the mailbox but didn't come up the stairs to ring the bell so I could sign this letter. So the next day when I went to retrieve the notice, I mean, I'm assuming they were going to re-deliver it, like 4 or 5 days went by. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, let me go back up to the post office to try to retrieve it. And they said, well, it's out for re-delivery. But I said, well, she didn't come up the stairs. And they said, well, she's not going to come up the stairs. I said, well, how am I supposed to get a certified letter signed? So that is where the problem started, that at Grand Crossing Station, mm-hmm. in the development I live in, they told me that they don't have to walk up the stairs. And I said, but how do you get a certified letter signed? I mean, it was an ongoing runaround. And basically what happened, I called the United States Postal Service, the 1-800 number, filed a complaint. And from August until January 14th, I've literally filed 6 complaints with only 1 follow-up from a supervisor at the Grand Crossing Station. So
wow.
I never got the letter. The carrier told me 2 weeks later that they couldn't find the letter when I went outside to confront her, and her attitude was so nasty, I had to stop and take a step back and say that letter is lost. But I was concerned because I had just purchased a firearm, and I didn't know why I was getting a certified letter. So you can imagine the heightened sense of awareness. I was trying to figure out what was going on. She wouldn't tell me where the letter was and couldn't find it, and they lost it. So,
well, as we heard at the top of the segment, you aren't alone, you know, in dealing with mail delivery issues. Tell us what you're hearing from friends or family or even just other folks on your street.
Well, people are not getting mail for a couple of weeks. This is all across the area. When you go up to the Grand Crossing Annex, you see a long line of people in the cold wrapped around the corner. When I went most recently looking for a package that had arrived back in December, I went mid-January, the situation was so volatile, I had to leave because the worker didn't know how to de-escalate the situation. The people were complaining that they hadn't received checks. They were waiting on the stimulus checks. They were waiting on medication. And then a supervisor was supposed to come out to deal with my issue and other people's issues, and they never came out. I waited 30 minutes, and I knew what it was. They were waiting us out, and the situation was just going crazy. But everybody that was in line were from all different areas
Wow.
that had mail. And one guy even said the postal truck was sitting on his block. The guy had not delivered any mail. So he would come out, but he wasn't delivering mail. And I told him to contact the postal inspector. Something else was going on there.
Well, you're a business owner, and you've also noticed that you get your mail without any problems at your business. That's in another Southside neighborhood, Beverly. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that in certain neighborhoods, some people complain more than others. And unfortunately, in my community, we may complain verbally, but we may not take the time to write the letter or to call the 1-800 number and put pen to paper, or at least to get it documented. But actually what happened for me from August until January with 6 file numbers, I've only received one phone call from a supervisor. And in Beverly, I've had to reroute my mail from my house. Or when I order, not reroute officially, but when I order packages, I have them sent to my business because I can't seem to get them through the United States Postal Service. And one other thing I'll just mention, I had packages that were supposed to be delivered in August. I did not get those packages until October. So I had to request refunds because they were lost. But when I went to the post office, I found out that the packages were in a section because this particular postal worker would not walk up the stairs, or she'll leave them in front of our garages in our development. And you can run over the package when you leave out your garage. So it's just laziness, lack of management, being involved. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, to be fair, they're working extremely, extremely hard, I can imagine, right? Because, as I said, lots of us have these issues. I remember sending something to Chicago in early December. This is when I still lived in Washington and hadn't made the transition yet. And it wasn't until mid-February that it was actually received. So 2 months later. And I did the same thing. I tried first through the website to file a claim. And I tried tweeting at USPS Helps. I kind of tried everything. But, before we let you go, Javondalyn, you talked about some of the back and forth that you've had, really since last summer, trying to get these issues resolved. How would you like to see things get resolved? What kind of response are you looking for from the Postal Service?
I'm looking for management to send their team, as well as management. They need to go back to training to learn how to deal with customer service issues on a local level. And they need to have a system where somebody is checking something as simple as a doorbell. So when we go to the annex and we need to summon someone, if the doorbell, something very basic works. So there's no signage that's telling you if you have a package and you have a slip, your package is across the street, as opposed to waiting in a long line at the main location on 77th Cottage, only to be told your package is across the street. So I just think they need to have people in the lobby directing people, customer service. If you go to Evergreen Park Post Office and on Kedzie, I've never had these issues. They have enough people behind the counter. They're directing people. In other communities, I just haven't experienced this.
Yeah.
But in our communities, it's just the service is just horrible at times.
That's Javondalyn Dunnigan from Avalon Park. Javondalyn, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck with all your mail.
Thank you so much.
I want to bring another voice to this conversation. On the line with us now is Mac Julian. He's the president of Chicago's Postal Worker Union, which represents about 5,000 members in the greater Chicago area. About 3,500 are active mail carriers. Hi, Mac. Welcome to Reset.
Hey, Sasha.
Mac, first of all, your reaction, you were listening along. What do you think about what you just heard from Javondalyn?
Honestly, it's disappointing. It's not inconsistent with what we have been hearing over the past few months, and really over the past maybe year and a half. This is not something that's because of COVID. This is pre-COVID, and it has gotten worse. I heard on the intro one of the customers stating that it has just gone downhill since the holiday delivery, but it's gone downhill over the past year. And unfortunately, it was some pieces in there I was kind of wondering as well, because she mentioned living in a development. And if the delivery point is not at the door, wherever the mail receptacle is, that's where the letter carrier is obligated to leave the mail. In that instance, if it's a certified, if we try to contact the customer, ring the bell, and there's no answer, then we leave a notice. But no, they wouldn't necessarily go up the stairs if that development has a delivery point that is not at the door. But again, a lot of the issues that we've heard over the past few months and years is consistent with what she's saying.
Here's another message that we got from Sarah in Niles. Let's listen.
Our mail carriers are stretched thin. They go through horrible weather. They've had funding issues. So I feel that delayed service, at least for me, is not really a big inconvenience.
Thanks for that message, Sarah. Mac, can you give us a better sense of what it's been like for mail carriers, especially during the pandemic? I know you mentioned that the delays have been long before, but how did the pandemic just exacerbate things?
Oh, well, you know, it's extremely difficult for our members working during the pandemic. You know, you know the saying, rain, snow, sleet, hail, and this is not the first time that we've had to put on gloves or put on a face mask. You remember anthrax some years ago. You have to realize we work in an office space that is not COVID-friendly. It's not easy to social distance. Unfortunately, a lot of our offices are not as clean as we would like them to be. So we have to go above and beyond. We're interacting with the public daily, you know, trying to get the mail delivered. At the same time, we don't want to bring home anything to our families. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, because of staffing shortages and some questionable management decisions, we don't always have the resources that we need to get the job done. But I can assure you, our members who are at work are doing the best that they can.
Now, earlier this month, Mac, the Office of the Inspector General for the USPS has issued a report on Chicago post offices. The four worst-performing post offices were on the south and west sides of Chicago, where more than 62,000 pieces of mail were delayed from last February through September. What are your thoughts on the report's findings?
That report was spot on, and do understand it. They weren't highlighting the worst offices in the city. They were investigating those offices at the request of Congressman Bobby Rush. You know, I would suggest, and some customers will probably tell you, there are some offices that could give them a pretty good run for their money in terms of a questionable service. Just off the top, I'm thinking Roger P. McAuliffe, Rogers Park, Northtown area. I'm talking about the north side. So this is not a situation that is restricted to low-income or inner-city areas. It's all over Chicago right now, and it's pretty bad. And I don't say that with pride, but that's the reality of the situation that we're in right now.
Well, one of the recommendations given to the Chicago Postmaster is to follow up on how often letter carriers are missing work. Some are missing half their days. Do you agree?
Well, some are, you know, legitimately dealing with COVID issues. Others are, you know, for whatever reason, they're not at work. It is management's responsibility to hold them accountable. And the fact of the matter is, I think the OIG report also pointed out that there were long-term absences or people who no longer work for the company anymore. We found that to be the case as well. So it's simply a case of management not doing their due diligence, not holding people accountable who are not at work for, like, anything that's not COVID-related or any legitimate absence.
Yeah.
They're not holding these people accountable. Then that's not our fault, and I don't even blame the carrier. If you're allowing it, you're going to get what you allow. And I can tell you that the rules in the Postal Service, as I've been a letter carrier for over 20 years, have not changed. And when I started with the Postal Service, if you didn't come to work, you didn't have a job. That's simply not always the case now. And so something should be done about that. And I will point out also that there was an investigation done 2 years ago, OIG report. I just coincidentally pulled it up the other day at the request of Congressman Quigley. And this was the focus of the Graceland area, the station on the north side. Pretty much the same issues. Same overall general management administration. Nothing has been done to change the environment. And we're in the same place that we were 2 years ago.
Let's go to a caller, Mac. Juicer is on the line from Romeoville and has a question about how the snow delayed mail delivery. Hi, Juicer. Welcome to Reset.
I had a quick comment regarding the services. So when the snowplow comes and there's a lot of snow and the snowplow comes and piles the snow in front of your mailbox, the mail carrier is able to put a notice saying that please clean up your snow, but they do not put the mail. So if they are able to put the notice, they should be able to put the mail.
Thanks for calling, Juicer. Mac, how does a mail carrier get around snow?
Well, look, I don't have a visual of his particular situation.
But in general, how would that work?
It is the customer's responsibility to make sure that there's a path clear to the delivery point for the letter carrier. I mean, we can actually be disciplined for getting hurt if we were to attempt to make a delivery somewhere where there was snow or ice or it hasn't been cleared. We fall and get hurt, and we get disciplined for that. In that regard,
really?
You know, snow can impact us for a day or two, and that's really largely contingent upon how well the customer clear a path for the carrier. We're going to do the best that we can, but you have to meet us halfway on that.
Well, Mac, in response to that OIG report we were talking about a moment ago, Illinois Congressman Bobby Rush and a majority of city council members are calling for the resignation or even the firing of the Chicago Postmaster. Where do you stand on that issue?
Well, I don't think that's totally fair to her. I don't believe that she should own this problem all alone. The district manager should be equally held accountable. You know, they have been a partner. They have been a tandem team in the demise of the Chicago Post Office for the past couple of years. So if one is removed, then the other should be as well. And you know, I'm not advocating for, you know, anyone being fired, but I do think that there comes a time, you see it in professional sports, where for some people, a change of scenery is best or a different voice. They have shown that they have been quite ineffective at managing this large operation, which is the Chicago Post Office. And I think it's time for us to move in another direction. If nothing changes, then nothing's going to change. As I mentioned a moment ago, there was an OIG report 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Same administration. Nothing has changed.
Same issues.
And nothing has changed.
What kind of help do mail carriers need then, Mac? You know, what can mail carriers do to help solve the issues that we've been talking about?
Staffing. It's an issue that's above our pay grade. We need letter carriers. There's been a posting. We urge the Chicago District. I've really been working with the area post office, and they've been quite helpful in terms of addressing some of the issues that we see, getting a letter carrier on area assignment. As bad as service is right now, let me say this, and just to our customers, please be patient, because the United States Postal Service that you know and love and respect, I believe you will see that in due time. It's simply a matter of putting a carrier on area assignment. Right now in Chicago, you walk into offices, and it's not uncommon to see maybe a third or 20 routes down, a dark route. That assignment, those carriers, those customers, they're behind the eight ball already because no one is assigned to deliver their mail. And then you have the other carriers who are in the office who are doing their own delivery and then trying to help out on others. But it gets to a point where there's just not enough resources, not enough carriers. We start the day with a letter carrier on every assignment, and this thing turns around real fast because ours is a very dedicated workforce. I'm proud to represent letter carriers. They work hard every day. I mean, they go to the wall. They do everything they can. They go above and beyond for their customers to a person. So I know that we can get to the other side of this, and I believe that we will.
That's Mac Julian, president of Chicago's Postal Worker Union. Mac, thanks so much for your time. We wish you the best with your work.
No problem. Thank you, Sasha, for having me.
And that's today's Reset. For great conversations with people working to make your city a better place, subscribe to this podcast and leave us a rating and review. It really helps other people find us. Thanks for listening, and come back tomorrow for the weekly news roundup. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset from WBEZ Chicago. We'll meet again tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.